The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
You are saying to the human race, for the first time, an official intelligence representative is saying publicly, we are not alone.
We're definitely not alone. Absolutely, the data points empirically that we're not alone, yeah.
This is one of the things that the sci-fi writers and filmmakers of the past got wrong. I think they got a lot right, but one thing they got wrong is they always assumed that going through all these different hypothetical scenarios of when we make contact with aliens or when aliens come to the United States, they always assumed that no matter what else happened, it would be a big deal to the people on Earth. Like, it'd be the biggest deal of all. And they got that wrong because a lot of people don't care. You have a U.S. intelligence official that comes out on the record and says, yes, we have these vehicles. We have them. And everyone's like,
yeah, I don't know. Who cares?
Who cares? I don't care. I don't care.
I want someone to explain to me. It doesn't mean that you can always find a reason to doubt anyone when they're making a claim of something you haven't seen for yourself. But when you're assessing the veracity of someone's claim, you look at a couple of things. You look at their resume, their own background, to see if there's any reason they would know this. And this is not a credentialism thing. What I mean is, if someone's saying, oh, I have seen top secret classified documents proving this, well, now the credentials do matter because I want to know, are you the sort of person who would even have access to that? And if you aren't, then I'm not sure that I probably won't believe you. In this case, he is the kind of person who would have access to that information. So you want to look at that. And the other thing you want to assess is, what is in it for this person? If they're lying, what could they gain from lying? But as we talked about, there's a lot of other evidence, and McKenna has compiled other UFO sighting videos. And I don't think I have any context on any of these, really. So I don't know where any of this happened. Do we know where any of this happened? These are just random YouTube videos of UFOs.
Now it is darkened outside. Temperatures are sitting at 61 in Buffalo. We have a northerly wind at 7. Good sleeping weather tonight, folks. What was that? Did anybody see that thing go past? Did we just see a shooting star on Skywatch? That was awesome.
Did we see it again? I missed it.
In Buffalo, we have a northerly wind at 7. Good sleeping weather tonight, folks. What was that? Did anybody see that thing go past? Did we just see a shooting star?
Yeah, that could have been. I don't know about that one. I mean, yeah, it was probably aliens. But look, they're not all going to be winners, okay? But many of these are very good. Okay, just go to the next one. This is from 1994. And this is in Norway. I mean, what else could that blur on the screen be but aliens? I'm starting to destroy my own case here. Look, they're not all these sightings are created equal. But also, another thing to keep in mind is that there's also a question people are asking about why does it seem like we're seeing more and more of these recently? And what's that all about? Is it some sort of mass hysteria sort of thing? And I think that it's not. It's just that now we actually have the capability to record this, which could also explain, because the other question is, well, if the government was lying about this for decades, and now you've got some government officials coming out and saying, yeah, this might be real, and you've got even Congress doing hearings and investigations and taking it seriously, well, what explains that? Like, did they have a come to Jesus moment? Did they decide to start being honest? I think no. I think instead, first of all, you've got a few whistleblowers who are forcing their hand a little bit. And also, because of modern technology and the information age and video and social media, they're not able to lie about this stuff the way that they used to. It's almost like their hands are being forced because people have cameras now on their phones and they can capture these kinds of videos.
I have over 200,000 pictures. I got pictures like this. Pop, 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 pop. This little camera takes all these pictures.
It's a very recent phenomenon where everybody has a high-powered camera with them all the time. And so it makes sense that now we're starting to see a lot more of this than we did before. And I also think that it might make sense that we're being visited. We're attracting more interest from these entities.
A UFO has landed in America, the only country UFOs ever seem to land in.
Because we have so much technology. As many of you know, I'm constantly traveling. Being on the road as much as I am, I don't sleep very well at night. I know it's because the hotel sheets are not as comfortable as my Cozy Earth sheets, which I have at home and I can't bring with me when I go to hotels, unfortunately. Cozy Earth sheets are the softest, most luxurious sheets I've ever owned. My wife and I have their white bamboo sheets on our bed. These bamboo sheets are temperature regulating. They help us sleep like sweet babies, even on hot, sticky nights. Cozy Earth offers an array of sizes and colors to match your unique style and preferences. Their sheets are made to withstand the test of time. My Cozy Earth sheets get softer and softer with every single wash. Don't just take my word for it. They have over 5,000 happy customer reviews on their site. What are you waiting for? Cozy Earth offers a 100-night guarantee, so there's no harm in trying it. Invest today in a good night's sleep. Right now, you'll save 40% off your next purchase with promo code Walsh at CozyEarth.com. That's promo code Walsh at CozyEarth.com. All right, this next one is, it's supposed to be in California. It doesn't look like California. I was going to say, California's changed quite a lot. Okay, let's watch this. And now we're talking. That right there, you see it turning around. The turn is really significant because that tells you it's not like some kind of blimp or balloon. The other thing, and it's also important that in these sightings, there's similarities between them. And oftentimes, it's not possible. Like, how is that even staying in the sky? There doesn't appear to be any propulsion mechanism that we recognize. A lot of times, there aren't any wings that we can see. So it defies our understanding of physics in the first place. We also have some of these pentagons. So these are some of the footage that the Pentagon has released. Let's go to clip 10.
Whole fleet of them. Look on the ASA. Oh my gosh. They're all going against the wind. The wind's 120 knots from the west. Look at that thing, dude.
This one to me is probably the most convincing of all the videos we've seen.
That's not our LNS though, is it? It's not.
That is our LNS, dude.
Well, if there's
look at that thing.
It's rotating.
Yeah, I mean these are military pilots. Capture this stuff on radar.
Can you box moving target?
No, I took an auto track.
Oh, okay.
All right. Well, what is that? That's my question. What? Okay, we can stop. If you don't want to entertain, and I'm not saying you have to automatically believe that those are aliens, but if you don't want to even entertain that possibility, then what are your competing theories? That's the other thing. I haven't heard very many compelling competing theories, and all the competing theories I hear are not persuasive, especially the theory that that this is technology from some adversary that we have. So you're telling me that China or some other... it would have to, I don't know what other country would even potentially be.
The Russians, the Chinese, Martians, Canadians, I don't care.
So China has technology that is so far advanced of us that it looks impossible. Like, it's so far advanced that our own military pilots who do this for a living, okay, they're in the skies, they're looking at anomalous craft and they're looking at enemy craft. And it's so advanced that our own pilots don't even know what it is. So advanced that our own pilots have to consider that it might be aliens. And our adversaries have that, and they haven't at this point just taken over the world completely. If they have technology that appears to be otherworldly in origin because it's so advanced, then you would think they could just take over the world. And why would? I mean, why would another earthly entity, another earthly government have technology that is that far ahead that it would seem impossible? That doesn't make sense. And it makes even less sense that it's our technology and we're trying to fool our enemies by saying, it's not ours, it's aliens. If there's never been anything visiting Earth that even could potentially be otherworldly in origin, China would know that. And so they're not going to be fooled. Anyway, all right. Talk to you tomorrow. Godspeed.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.